Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, there are a lot of things that make home home. And one of those, a lot of people would say, is the pets that you share your home with. It's the Bee Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE. We had a whole bunch of pet talk yesterday, and you were on the text line helping us out at 585-252-9233. If you missed it.
If you missed it.
TJ's daughter brought home a new pet over the weekend without permission. That pet we found out yesterday was a pet.
Rat.
An albino rat with red eyes and a long tail.
And she was like, isn't it awesome, Mom? It's so cute, snuggling up to it. I'm like, no. I'm drawing the line.
And you're thinking rat like, oh, like guinea pig or like a cute little mouse? No.
Like a big rat.
R-A-T, rat.
In one of the pictures that you showed us, she had it like all swaddled in a little like washcloth. And it almost did look cute. But just before you left, you showed us a picture of it standing up in its enclosure. And that thing had to have been 2-3 pounds
and
at least.
It looks strong.
Looks like a small dog.
It looks strong. You see like like maybe a pit bull or a Rottweiler stand up along a fence and you see their muscles flex, like especially their hind leg muscles.
Oh,
that's what the rat had. It had strong hind leg muscles.
When I saw that, I'm like, I would put like cement blocks on top of the screen over that cage.
I'd put 6 feet of dirt on top of that cage.
Oh, no, I'd never do that.
But I thought, you know what? This is the line I'm drawing. I don't want it in my house. This is my house, dang it. You're under my roof. You bring this in like it's okay and it's not okay. So I texted her and I was like, when you get home today, we're taking this thing back. I didn't even know at the time where she got it. And I don't care. So we figure out where she got it. She gets off the bus and she was like, oh, good. You waited for me to get here. And I was like, I am not touching that thing. Or it would have been gone. Trust me. So she packs it back up in the box she got it in. We've had it for a day. And I slept like junk.
Oh, jeez.
Knowing it was in my house. And my husband didn't help because he was like, you know how easy it is to get out. If you feel this and this and this in the night.
Oh, so he's God.
Just fueling the fire.
Right up your pant leg.
Oh.
Fueling the fire. So we get in the car. Well, first I call. And they were like, we don't take returns on our live animals. And I go, well, here's the situation.
You're taking rat turns. That's what you're taking.
I said, my daughter's under 18. I don't know how she got out of there with a live pet, but it's coming back. I don't want any money back. Either I give it to you or I get rid of it. I'd rather give it to you. And she was like, okay, well, let me talk to a manager. I'll call you back. I said, get in the car. So Ava's in the car. She goes, can you try not to Karen out right away? That's what she said to me.
Fair question. Fair request.
And I said, you know, I've been on this planet for quite a while, honey. I know how to treat people. You know, of course I'm going to go in and respect whatever their rules are. But I am going to be very honest with them that I would rather leave this here with you because the intention is this isn't coming back to my house.
And
if you know what I mean.
You got in the car and left before they've even had a chance to call
in
back,
Ava's
correct?
Defense, you did
okay.
Not wait for the callback.
I didn't want it in my house anymore.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, if they close at 7 and it's already, if we get there. So anyways, I was doing the math and I was so scared I was going to be stuck with that rat for another night. Anyways, they were kind enough to understand my situation and say, you know what? We're not supposed to, but we're going to take it back. I go, I don't want any of the money back at all. And they go, do you want to look at something else? And I thought, okay, seeing that they're so nice and understanding about it. And I go, I go back and I go, let's look at the gerbils or the hamsters. And Ava's really not interested. She goes, you know, I'm not interested in those. Let's go look at the lizards.
What was Boba?
Bubba was a lizard, a gecko.
Right, a gecko. That's
a leopard
what he was.
Gecko.
So
yeah. All right.
Did you leave with a new pet?
Yes.
Okay. You can see that pet before we tell you what it is by texting the word pet to 585-252-9233. Pet to 252-WBEE. It'll send you to WBEE.com. And the conversation continues next on the B Morning Coffee Club. 925-WBEE. Another day, another pet in that TJ Sharp household.
Well, not another pet. One was returned.
So you
because it's not a pet.
The return of the rat.
Turned the rat, which they were nice enough to take back. I was like, just take it. And I think they were picking up what I was putting down. I was like, either it stays here or elsewhere because it's not coming back to my house.
But you were saying the people that worked there were all like, oh, I'll take it home. I'll take it home.
People, everyone who works there were like, oh, I have two rats. Oh, my gosh, I would love a rat. Like, they're all taking it out of the box. I'm like, they're taking it out, cuddling with it. And I'm like, see, this is the thing. And this is what I know Ava would do.
Yeah.
If she worked at a place like that, she would already have every single kind of thing that was in there. Everything that was offered in that store.
So what were they saying to Ava? The fact that you wouldn't let her have one? Were they like, ugh.
They were like, my mom is the same too. That's why I moved out. Like, seriously.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, haha, well, sorry. That's fine. And I told Ava, I go, so help me God, if you go off to this school, but you have to come back while you look for work and you bring a whole bunch of this stuff. Just don't go off to school and get a bunch of this.
So you were able to trade the rat in for whatever this is in the picture. If you text pet to 585-252-9233, you could see it. What is it?
It's a bearded dragon.
So a rat for a lizard.
For a lizard. Okay. I've never been so happy to have a lizard in my house. Now, I was like, great choice. Lovely.
Was it an even trade? That's what I mean as the...
No.
Oh, so
it was a $5 rat and it was a $90 bearded dragon.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Listen.
I'm starting to agree with this texter who called you a soft touch.
No.
Wow.
I'm not a soft touch. I put my foot down, dang it.
You did. I did.
I made her take that back. Yeah. There's no way. And she, trust me.
And you know what?
She thought, I go, what mm-hmm. were you thinking? And she goes, I thought you'd be mad, but then eventually you'd get over it.
You put your foot down. You needed the leverage to lift all that cash out of your wallet.
Oh, it just occurred to me when she said, I bought it with my own money. And you know she doesn't have any money, so
of course it was
a $5 rat.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wow.
It did hit me at the register as this lady's ringing it up. I go, was this your plan all along, Ava? Like, if it was, and the girl cashing us out goes, that's brilliant. I never thought to do that with my mom. Is to get something that she would totally be disgusted with.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you go, get anything. Anything but whatever this is that you brought into my home.
You got played. Everyone's texting in. TJ got played. Ava played you big time.
Oh, she's so...
Because don't you have... Wait, why can't you use Bulba's stuff to use for the bearded dragon?
Because...
The newt or whatever it was. The gecko.
Some of Bulba's things were buried with Bulba in the box because it was special Bulba stuff.
But she still has the aquarium, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the lights and all that stuff.
Yes.
Oh, so you are using some of the...
So the big stuff is there, yeah.
Right, but like we needed a new little grass thing that goes on the bottom because we threw that out. And, you know, like a log.
Do they have toys?
They have things that they lay under and on.
And that's it, huh?
That's it.
And what's the new dragon's name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh, Cider. Because he's brown.
Is an apple cider?
Like cider, yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't it?
Cider.
And it's not a rat.
Yeah.
Did I mention it's not a rat?
Yeah, you did. You did. Thank you.
Such a beautiful animal.
Bearded dragons usually have a diet of dubia roaches, which look like mini cockroaches.
Nope.
This one doesn't eat cockroaches.
I thought it was mealy worms or something.
Mealworms?
What does it eat?
Yeah, and it actually eats cut up lettuce. And,
gotta go shopping for that. Lord knows you don't have any of that in your house.
I always have mixed greens in my...
Mixed green Skittles.
You just can't give them spinach.
No. Nope.
I got Mike and Eggs.
The mixed greens are the Skittles with the M&Ms.
So, there you go. From a rat to a dragon.
Yeah.
Sounds like a song.
But yeah, she did play me. I agree, Texter. I'm seeing it. It's all so clear now that it's hindsight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.